Christ was taken up in glory. And if you believe, by union with Jesus Christ, what happened to him will one day happen to you. You will be taken up in glory. He says, I will take you to myself, that where I am, you also will be.
Welcome to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith. I'm Steve Hiller. Glad you're with us as today we continue a message we began last time called Believed and Glorified. And we're going to spend some time looking at, reflecting on who Jesus is, and do that through the verse of 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. Love what it says, Colin, that Jesus was manifested in the flesh. He was vindicated by the Spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed on in the world, and taken up in glory. And that's part of what we're going to be looking at today, that concept of being taken up in glory.
Isn't it a marvelous verse, Stephen? It really takes us to the heart of all that we celebrate about what God has done for us in the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah. I mean, it starts off with this mystery of godliness. What a marvelous statement that is. You know, how can I live a godly life? That's the question. That's the mystery. How can I become the person that God's calling me to be? And the answer is in the next word, He. Christ in you is the hope of glory. How has that come about? Well, he was manifested in the flesh. There's Christmas in a single statement, that the Son of God took our flesh. God wants you to know him. And so he has made himself known to you in Jesus Christ. And not only was he manifested in the flesh, he's vindicated in the Spirit. That's a reference to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. He came, he laid down his life.
Yeah.
But then it was proved that he really is the Son of God, proved beyond all shadow of a doubt, because he was raised from the dead. And he is, and always will be, God's only Son, our Savior and our Lord. He was seen by angels. Well, that, of course, is right at the heart of the Christmas story and at the heart of the resurrection, when the angels announced he's not here, he's risen. He's been proclaimed among the nations and believed on in the world. That's our task.
Right.
And it's our privilege. I mean, even today in this program, to say that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He's the Savior of the world. Put your trust in him. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. And what comes at the end of that is this wonderful phrase, taken up into glory. Now, of course, that's what happened at the end of Jesus' earthly life. After he died and rose, he ascended. Well, guess what? We too are going to ascend. We who belong to him are going to also be taken up into glory. So I just love this verse, Steve. It really takes us to the heart of Christmas. And it's a wonderful verse just to savor together what God has done for us in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, we are going to continue to look at this verse and a little bit more than that, too, as we get into Acts chapter 1 as well. We're going to look at verses 6 through 11. And, of course, this verse from 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 there, as we continue a message entitled Believed and Glorified. Here is Pastor Colin.
Now, all over the world, friends, people are pursuing different paths in an attempt to be godly. Each of the world's religions offers a different path. They all tell you what you must do. There are rites to be observed. There are pilgrimages to be made. There are sacrifices to be offered. There are evils to be opposed. The gospel says something completely different. What God says to us in Scripture is, you're not godly. And what's more, you don't have it in you to become godly. And that, of course, goes against the grain of all that we are taught in our culture. Our culture is always saying to us, now you're a good person, and you can do whatever you set your mind to do. And we like that message, so we believe it, and we say, yes, no, I have integrity. I tell the truth. I'm a good person. And you know, the more ethical you are, the harder it is to believe that you are not godly. But if you confess that Jesus really is God with us, manifested in the flesh and vindicated by the Spirit, at some point you are going to say to yourself, if you confess that Jesus is who he says he is, if I confess Jesus, I can no longer hold on to a view of myself that is a direct contradiction to why he came into the world. You shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. So here's my question. If you confess what God has revealed about Jesus, that's the first step. Are you ready today to take the second step, which is to stop trusting your own attempts to be godly? And I will tell you, when you stop trusting what's not working, you will know the most enormous relief. Believing means, first, that you confess what God has revealed about Jesus. Second, that you stop trusting your own attempts to be godly. And you say, where do you go from there? What are you going to put in the place of trusting in yourself? That's the third step in what it means to believe. Believing means that you trust Jesus for godliness. And isn't that the whole point of this verse? Great indeed, we confess, is the mystery of godliness, the secret that God has revealed of how you can become the person God calls you to be. And the answer is, it's in Jesus. He was manifested in the flesh and vindicated by the Spirit. When you believe, Jesus becomes yours and you become his. Faith unites you to Jesus Christ so that when he is yours, all that is in him becomes yours as well. Now, let me try and illustrate that in this way. Something very, very wonderful happened in Britain this year. An American became a member of the royal family. I tell you, I felt like the two halves of my whole life were being brought together on this marvelous occasion when Meghan Markle married Prince Harry on a perfect summer's day, watched by a staggering 1.9 billion people around the world. Now think about this. Harry is royal by birth. Meghan is royal by marriage. His royalty is his own. Her royalty is in him and through him and by virtue of her union with him. Meghan would not be royal without Harry. But when she became one with him, what was true of him became true of her. Now, we're looking at the question, how can you be godly? And the answer is Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ alone is godly in himself. We become godly in him, through him, and by virtue of union with him. You would not and could not be godly without Jesus, but when you become one with him, what is true of him becomes true of you as well. So here's my question. If you confess what God has revealed about Jesus, and if in the light of that you have stopped trusting in your own attempts to be godly, are you ready then to take the third step of believing today, which is to trust Jesus for what you do not have and to find in him the godliness that is in him alone? Actually, this analogy of marriage that the Bible uses many, many times to help us understand union with the Lord Jesus Christ. It is such a helpful picture. Every marriage involves consent. Will you take this man to be your lawful wedded husband? I will. Will you take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife? I will. Involves consent. Let me put it to you this way, that by coming into the world, living that perfect life, and then by going to that cross where he laid down his life for us, Jesus was consenting to be your Savior and to be your Lord and to be made one with you. And when you believe, you are consenting to be made one with him, to be in him, so that that which is true of him alone becomes true of you in him by virtue of your union with him.
You're listening to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith and a message called Believed and Glorified. It's part of a larger series we're calling Jesus. And if you ever miss a broadcast in the series, you can always come and listen at our website. You can stream the program or download an MP3 for free. The website address is openthebible.org. Well, Open the Bible is a listener-supported program. It is your generosity that keeps Pastor Colin's teaching on the station. But as you give a gift of any amount this month, we want to say thank you by giving you a choice. We want to send you either a CD series called Christmas Stories or a book by that same title. Now, the CD series is the original messages that Pastor Colin preached in his home church, The Orchard. But Colin, is the book basically just that? I mean, is it the CD messages just in book form?
No, this has taken the essence of the message and put it into a much shorter form. And it's designed really to be read with family or friends at Christmas. If you picture being with friends or family and someone says, why don't we read one of the Christmas stories? And here's a short version of the Christmas story seen through the eyes of the angel Gabriel or Mary or Joseph or Simeon or Herod. You could read one of these easily in 10 minutes, and all of them get to the heart of the gospel. That's what we've wanted to do, to give people a resource that you could use with your family or your friends to read part of the Christmas story, so that the gospel of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ will be clear to your family and your friends. Very simple, and it's beautifully presented. The team has done a marvelous job in putting these Christmas stories together.
Well, we would love to send you a copy of this series, Christmas Stories on CD, or Pastor Colin's book by that same title, Christmas Stories, as our way of saying thank you for your support. You can find out more, give online at openthebible.org, or call us at 1-877-673-6365. That might be easier to remember as 877-OPEN-365, or again, our website is openthebible.org. Well, if you joined us a little bit late, we are looking at 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16, so I hope you'll have a Bible handy and meet us there as we get back to our message. Once again, here is Pastor Colin.
Here's what believing means. It means that you confess what God has revealed about Jesus. It means that in the light of that, you stop trusting your own attempts to be godly, and in the light of that, you start trusting Jesus for godliness. That's what believing means. And one more thing, more briefly today, I want you to see from this marvelous verse where believing leads. Look at it. He was taken up in glory. Now, we read from the book of Acts how 40 days after the resurrection, Jesus ascended into heaven. We read these words from Acts chapter 1 and verse 9. He was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. And here we're reading in 1 Timothy in chapter 3 that Jesus, who was manifested in the flesh, born in that manger, Jesus who rose from the dead, he was taken up in glory. Now you say, what does that mean for us today? Well, listen to what Jesus says to his disciples, because those who believe will one day also, like Jesus, be taken up. Jesus said this, let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. Then to those who believe, he says this, "Now I am going to prepare a place for you." And then he says this, "I will come again. And I will take you to be with myself, that where I am," that's in glory, "you may be also." Christ was taken up in glory. And if you believe, by union with Jesus Christ, what happened to him will one day happen to you. You will be taken up in glory. He says, "I will take you to myself, that where I am, you also will be." And this is the ultimate purpose for which Jesus Christ came into the world. Just before he went to the cross, he declared it. "Father," he says, "I desire that they also, whom you have given me, may be with me where I am, to see my glory." Jesus says, "I'm going to the cross for this reason. I want them to be with me, and I want them to see my glory." Think of what that means for you. That what happened to Jesus manifested in the flesh, now taken up into glory. One day that's going to happen to you if you believe in him. That's the promise that's being given here. What believing means, where believing leads. He was manifested in the flesh. That means that nails being driven through his hands felt exactly as it would feel to you if a nail was driven through your hand. He was manifested in the flesh. So he knew in the flesh what it was to be weary, as you do. And he knew what it was to suffer, as you do. But now, he is taken up in glory. And he has a resurrection body that cannot suffer. It will never tire, and it will never age. And one day, that resurrection body will be yours if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. He was manifested in the flesh. That means also that he knew great grief and sorrow, that burdens were carried in his own soul and weighed upon his mind and his heart, as you experience that too. He was even known as the man of sorrows, but he's not the man of sorrows now. No, now he is taken up in glory, where there is no sorrow. And when you are with him, he will wipe every tear away from your eyes. Jesus was manifested in the flesh. And he came into the world to be our sin bearer. And when he carried our sins, he was plunged into the deepest darkness, in which he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And you know what it is to ask why. And you know what it is to find yourself in great darkness and to wonder and perhaps even to fear, has God actually left me? But Jesus is not in darkness now. No, he is taken up in glory. And he says to all who believe, "One day you will be with me and see my glory. And brother, sister, when you see his glory, you will no longer be asking why." Jesus was manifested in the flesh. And he took our human flesh because he was going to the cross, and he died. They laid his body in a tomb. But he's not in the tomb now. He is taken up into glory where death no longer has power over him. He lives in the power of an endless life. And if you believe in him, that endless life will be yours also. Great indeed, we confess, is the mystery of godliness. He was manifested in the flesh. He was vindicated by the Spirit. Angels announced his incarnation and his resurrection. Apostles proclaimed the good news of Jesus Christ to the nations. Why? So that by believing, the godliness that is in him and in him alone might become yours. So that you might begin to pursue the life for which God made you and the life to which God calls you, and that when he comes or calls for you, you will be taken up in glory.
What a way to end today's broadcast, thinking about spending our eternity in his glory. We're listening to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith and a message called Believed and Glorified. It's part of our series simply called Jesus. And if you missed any of the broadcasts in this series, there are several different ways that you can listen. First, you could order a copy of the series on CD. Simply ask about that when you call us at 1-877-OPEN-365, or you can order through our website at openthebible.org. When you're at the website, that's another way to listen. You can stream each program or download an MP3 for free. You can also listen if you have the Open the Bible app. The app is free. You'll find it at your favorite app store. And not only can you listen to this daily radio program, but our weekend broadcast. You'll find a plan for reading through the Bible in a year, be able to read and listen to our daily devotional, and much more. And by the way, if you don't have the app yet, now would be a great time to go get that as we get closer to this holiday season. Many of us may be doing some traveling, and you may not be able to listen to the radio and Pastor Colin's broadcast as you normally would. Well, the app's a great way to listen, kind of on demand, whenever it fits your schedule. You could also listen if you're podcasting the program. That way you won't miss a future broadcast. You're going to find a link to the podcast, the app, and much more when you visit our website, openthebible.org. Well, Open the Bible is dependent upon your generosity to keep Pastor Colin's teaching on this station. But as you give a gift of any amount this month, we want to say thank you by sending you either an audio series on CD or a book. They're both entitled Christmas Stories, and these are first-person retellings of the Christmas story from the point of view of different Bible characters who would have been there, like Joseph, the angel Gabriel, or even King Herod.
You know, I have really enjoyed telling the Christmas story from the perspective of different characters who were involved. And the one exception to that is Herod. I can't say I enjoyed that because, of course, he was on the wrong side of the Christmas story, absolutely opposed the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ into the world. And whereas telling the story from Mary and Joseph's perspective or Simeon's perspective, you know, you're able to think about, well, here's a person who's in heaven looking back on this most marvelous good news of the birth of Jesus into the world. Well, Herod's certainly not there. And the message that comes from his rejection of Jesus is it's too late now for him to change direction, but it's not too late for you. And what a marvelous thing it is that we are in the day of God's grace, where mercy and love are extended towards every person in Jesus Christ. And what a marvelous thing to be able to invite our friends and our loved ones to receive that mercy and that grace. I hope that this book will be a real help to many folks in sharing the gospel. It'd be a lovely gift just to give to someone. It's 24 pages, beautifully produced, and it tells the Christmas story from these different angles in the first person through the eyes of people who were actually involved.
Well, we would love to send you a copy of the audio series, Christmas Stories. Again, these are the messages that Pastor Colin has preached. That first-person retelling of the Christmas story or the book by that same title, you can choose either one. It's our thank you gift to you as you give a financial gift of any amount to the ministry this month. You can give online at openthebible.org or call us at 1-877-673-6365. Again, our website is openthebible.org. And our phone number is 1-877-OPEN-365. For Pastor Colin Smith, I'm Steve Hiller. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us next time. This program is a listener-supported production of Open the Bible. The Apostle John called himself the disciple whom Jesus loved. Find out what he had to say about the birth of Christ next time on Open the Bible.